The gospel we just heard from the fourth chapter of Mark is not a parable. It's not a teaching. It's not an exhortation. It's a miracle. So we are going to be listening now to the miracle stories in the New Testament. A miracle of Jesus is retold in the gospel for one reason: to tell us who Jesus is. Each miracle tells us something about the identity of Jesus. And as we listen to a miracle, there are four phases in each miracle. First, there's a problem. Remember that. You want a miracle in your life? First, need a big problem. After the problem is established, Jesus solves the problem. That's the miracle. Then the people who witness the miracle react. And then there's a lesson to be learned. The problem in today's miracle is what the Bible calls a violent squall. Indeed. Imagine being on Lake Patterson Friday night. I mean, I was nervous in my rectory. Caesar's tail was so far between his legs, I don't know if I have seen it since. But here's the other problem. Not only are the waves coming in the boat, Jesus is sleeping. The Bible tells us he is sleeping on a cushion. You sleep on a cushion. Jesus is just like you. But what he's about to do also means he's not like you. So they wake him up. And Jesus said, "Quiet!" And just like that, it was calm. Wouldn't that be a trick at a deck party? No, imagine on Friday night, your grill is lit, your beers are opened, the 70-mile-an-hour wind comes up. Jesus appears and says, "Quiet!" Bam! It's as calm as before the storm hit. Even the non-believers would believe, huh? The believers would go to Mass every day, every moment of every day. That was their reaction. Great awe. Jesus can control the weather. Only the God of the Old Testament could control the weather. Jesus is God. A marvelous story. But this miracle story is not about the weather. It is, above all, about the duty of faith. Because in the end, Jesus rebukes them for their lack of faith. They lost their faith because they were scared. On Monday night, I watched the final game of the NHL season. I don't know why. I kind of got a taste for hockey when I followed hockey at the Winter Games in Albertville and Lillehammer. Maybe I watched the last game to make sure the season would finally end. The NHL playoff is dastardly long. I mean, it never ends. But the Chicago Blackhawks won. They won in 2013. It's the first time they won, clinched it at home, since 1938. And so yesterday afternoon, I wrote the homily entitled, "The Hat Trick Dad." Don't worry, this homily is almost over. I know it sounds like it's just starting, but it's almost over. A hat trick, as you know, is when a player scores 3 goals in a game. It's rare. Only happens about 12 times a year. Wayne Gretzky had 50 hat tricks in his career. 50. So I wrote this homily called The Hat Trick Dad to describe the 3 goals of being a good father. First, the father is a provider. The second, the father is a protector of the family. And finally, a good father is the spiritual leader of the family, sets the example of faith. There is no greater saint to inspire us than Saint Joseph here to my left. He is the patron saint of the Universal Church. He is the patron saint of a happy death. If you have some anxiety about dying, pray to Saint Joseph every day. He is the faithful spouse of Mary, the stepfather of Jesus. Think about it. Joseph represented God the Father to Jesus here on earth. But above all, Saint Joseph did it all. He is a hat trick dad. He's a provider. The Bible tells us that he is a tecton, which means a craftsman. He is a protector. The Bible tells us, for example, how he took the Holy Family to Egypt to hide, to protect them for 3.5 years. He heard that in a dream and believed it. Joseph is above all the spiritual leader of the family. That is why he is holding the cage with turtle doves. In Luke chapter 2, as every faithful Jew must do to the first male, he took Jesus to be consecrated. And the Bible tells us he offered a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. You see, the carpenter's square, which Joseph often holds, reminds us that he was a provider and protector. But the turtle doves remind us that he was the leader of the family. I had an idea to put some live turtle doves in there for our dedication mass in January, but that might have got ugly. My point is this. Men are by their nature providers and protectors. But to be a spiritual leader of the family is God's nature coming down upon that father. That third goal, Wayne Gretzky said, is elusive. Wayne Gretzky said, "I miss 100% of the shots I never take." Fathers need to take that shot to be a hat trick dad. If they don't, their sons will not lead their family in the faith. I once asked a dad why he doesn't go to church, and his response was very simple and very logical. He told me, "My dad didn't go to church." So to all of our hat trick dads, I commend you for being good fathers. I just wrote this yesterday. If I would have had my ducks in a row, I would have given each father here a hockey puck to remind you of what a good father is all about. I thank you for coming to Mass. I thank you for not relegating religion to the women and children. I thank you for making a difference in the spiritual lives of your families. I would now like our fathers to stand for their blessing on their day. Almighty God, in your wisdom and love, you made all things, and you made these men. I ask that you bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. And may Almighty God bless you, gentlemen, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let us show our appreciation to our dads.